Hey, loyal podcast listeners. This is your host, Michael Smalley, wanting to remind you, check out SmalleyInstitute.com because you can go there and sign up today for free to the number one reason relationships fail online course. When you sign up, you will start learning immediately exactly why relationships get in trouble, whether it's marriage, parenting, friendships, business. Doesn't matter, because all relationships get stuck in a universal pattern, and when you don't know it, you fail. So sign up today at SmalleyInstitute.com for the number one reason relationships fail online course. Welcome to Smalley Marriage Radio. I am your host, and I'm alone. It is just me, and probably because it's just me, I've made an executive decision today to do something a little bit insane. Something where I might be overshooting, overpromising. Maybe I'll fail and not be able to deliver. And I'm okay with that. I hope it doesn't happen. But it's kind of a big deal because I've been struggling on sort of what's the next thing that I want this podcast, this show, to be able to do to encourage you all. And there's stuff going on in my life and your life. And I've landed on this thing that I've had in development for a long time. And I've decided today that I'm doing day one of 28 days of podcasting in a row, daily, every day. I'm a little concerned because that is a major commitment, but I didn't want to start this thing off, you know, half-heartedly. I'd be like, well, we'll see if it happens. I'm committed to doing it. I'm excited about it. I think it's extremely important for you. I think it's important for me. And it's a major part of my own personal spiritual growth in my life and the importance of Jesus's words and his statements that are recorded in the New Testament. And if you've listened to the show before, you know that I'll talk about this from time to time, but I was on a flight. I can't even remember where or even when, but it's been a while. And I came up with this idea of the 28 statements from Jesus that will transform your marriage. And so I unpacked these notes again. I have all 28 statements from Christ, so direct quotes of Jesus as taken in the New Testament. And I've organized these 28 statements into three major parts. And I want to hit one every day starting today with this episode. For the next 28 days, I want to focus and hone in on a statement from Christ and then how it can transform your marriage, transform your relationship. But there's three major parts of this. Part one, we're going to go over the critical importance of intimacy with Jesus. So you might be listening to this thing because you've heard of the Smalley name and you thought my relationship is in trouble, but maybe you don't know Christ, or maybe you think you do. Maybe you've been checking that church box off, but intimacy with Christ is, well, it's more than just church, even though that's sort of his mechanism here for us to have community and to worship him. Church is critically important, but I think we've been missing out on studying and learning and meditating and focusing on specifically the words of Christ. And this series of shows, 28 of them, are going to be different statements and how Jesus's words can transform your relationship. I think it's big, and I'm excited. I have no idea what's going to happen. I have no idea if people will like this, if you'll keep on listening, if it'll have any momentum at all. And I do kind of care about that. I'm not going to lie, because I'd like this to be meaningful to those of you who have been loyal listeners of the podcast. But it just, I'm compelled to do it. And I've been avoiding it and pushing it off for a long time. So I'm going for it now. So let's get into it. We're here in part one, the critical importance of intimacy with Jesus. Statement number one. Statement number one. I have all sorts of anxiety. John 14:23. The transformational power of Jesus' words. And John 14:23 says, Jesus replied, all who love me will do what I say. My Father will love them, and we will come and make our home with each of them. Why is this statement transformational? Because if you really love Jesus, you'll do what he says. And when you do what he says out of a love for him, you kind of get some promises that I think are critically important for your relationship. And so first off, and you'll be able to even do this through these next 28 shows here, but you want to get to know Christ's words and his commands. He says this a lot. All who love me will do what I say. So what does he say? What are his commands? That's why if I love him, then my desire is going to be able to want to honor him, and I honor him by obeying what he says. John Piper is a great quote, who's one of my favorite. The first thing to notice is that loving Jesus is not the same as keeping his commandments. It precedes and gives rise to keeping the commandments. Keeping his word is the result of loving him, not the same as loving him. So I want right out of the gate here for everyone to be crystal clear. It's not just about obedience. But if I truly love him and I allow Christ to change my heart, then the outpouring of my love for Jesus is going to be to obey his commands. It is not the other way around. One way you could say that is love is the root, obedience is the fruit. So because I love him, then you'll see obedience to his commands in my life. So love is the root. That's the core foundational thing that you need to have with Jesus Christ. And then the outpouring of that love will be obedience. But here's what's cool. God responds to our love. So when we love Christ, God responds and loves with a unique, personal, intimate, affectionate, caring, committed kind of love that belongs only to those who love his son. So God is love. And he is personal and intimate and affectionate and caring, and he's committed to you, and he has promises, but only to those who love his son. So God's promises are for those who love Jesus Christ. And some of the big promises that we get, just three of these big ones, is we get the Holy Spirit, right? So those who are in Christ, Jesus said, I'm going to send a helper. And he called him the Holy Spirit. And so if we love Jesus, we get the Holy Spirit. We also get Jesus. Because Jesus is going to give us what orphans need. Right? They need protection, provision, guidance. That's what we are when we are apart from Christ. We're lost. We don't have anybody. But when we find him and seek him and love him, he gives us the protection we need. He gives us the provision we need. He gives us the guidance that we need. Jesus said, if you love me and keep my word, my Father and I will come to you in all your suffering and trials will give you heaven on earth. There's an awesome scene in that movie, The Shack, and whatever your opinion of it is, there are some really cool things. I liked it, and I get it. There's clearly things that are off or they took creative, you know, whatever with, but I liked it, and I love the scene when the main character is angry with God, and he's in the shack, and he's angry that his daughter was murdered, and he's like, "Where were you?" You know, and he just gets livid. And then he even starts throwing Jesus in God's face, like, you know, you let your own son die. Where were you then? And then she just kind of pulled up her sleeves and turned her hands up and showed him her own scars. That, no, I was there, and I suffered along with Christ, just as I am with you. When you love him and you follow him and you obey him, he's with you. And I know that when you're hurting, and I know when you're in a marriage and the marriage is suffering and you don't know what to do, because relationships are the most important thing to us. I mean, I know we get hung up on money and we get hung up on status or we get hung up on, but really at our core, and I know this because I've sat with guys who had made all the money they could and at the end of their life were dissatisfied and lonely and hurting because they had a wake of failed relationships behind them. And that's what matters. That's what's neat about my father and his graduation to heaven story that I now do all over the world and have even have it as a comedy show, which is hard to understand that, so don't judge me. But there's some pretty crazy, funny things that happened as my dad graduated. We had him here in home hospice. But part of my father's testimony in death is the level of comfort he had, the lack of fear, because he loved Christ. He knew where he was headed and who he got to be with, and he welcomed it. And it wasn't a terrifying thing for him. So how does John 14:23, how does this impact your marriage? How does it transform your marriage? Well, when you feel lost, when you feel hopeless, when you feel like things are never going to get better, you've got the Holy Spirit. You've got a guide. You've got wisdom. You've got comfort. You've got the Holy Spirit when you love Christ and when you obey him. Out of that love, you obey him. So no matter how bad it gets, you're going to get protection and provision and guidance. An authentic relationship with Jesus Christ means that it is easier for you to relax with your spouse and others, because ultimately you don't need them to be okay. You don't need them to get healthy. You don't need, I mean, it would be nice, but you don't need it at the core of your being. Because relationships matter, but when you are connected to the source of life and you are loving him and he is keeping his promises with you, you're okay. You're going to make it. You're going to have hope when other people without him are hopeless. And in the darkest moments, and you know, hey, I still believe. I don't know how. And there's times in my own life, there's times and clients that I've known and worked with over the years of ministry where all I can do is say, Lord, I have no idea how you're going to pull this one out. I have no idea how you're going to heal my heart after this hurt, after this wound. But I trust and I believe and I say, hey, but I trust you. I don't know how you're going to do it, but I can't wait to experience it. That's what we get. That's what we get when we follow him. That's what we get when we burn Jesus' words in our hearts and when we pursue his commands, because it is in relationship with Christ and it is in the very act of obeying his commands that we get freedom. We don't have to be held in bondage from other people's sin against us or from our own iniquities, right? With our own issues. We don't have to be held in bondage. Freedom is for those who love him and trust him. So how does this transform your marriage? You're never alone. Even in your suffering, you're not alone. You get the community of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And you also get the community of believers right in your church. Jesus brings people together. And when we come together as a community of disciples, of followers of Christ, we love and encourage and support each other. I just met this very morning with one of the guys in my men's group that is a small community of believers. We've only been kind of gathering together for maybe a month, and it's already this community has supported and encouraged each and every guy in the group, because there's times when you need that. And when you follow him and you obey him, you experience that freedom and you get the benefits of it. And it'll transform your marriage. I have one last quote here that I'll end on. Again, it's from John Piper. You might get annoyed. I'll try not to put a Piper quote in every one of these, but this is a good one. Therefore, love him. Keep his sweet commandments to receive him and abide in him. Overflow with his fullness for others in love, and he will come to you. And the Holy Spirit will come, and the Father will come. And they will protect you, provide for you, and lead you. You won't be an orphan. And they will comfort you and love you in a very personal way the world does not know. And they will manifest Jesus to you and make you their hope. Above the noise, above the hurt, I was young.